So I'm talking to Ander Lee. Ander came along to this event in Cavan through Facebook. And I just wanted to get it, because we've had a lot of, official people here this morning, candidates or people from political parties. You're not really affiliated with any of that. So what's your sense of what people in Cavan Monaghan, how do they feel about GE11?
That it's kind of irrelevant that the politicians, the political parties are trying to give hope, trying to show a way forward, but I just don't think the Joe Soap is buying it. In pubs, in friends, no matter who you meet, it's the same story. Even with regards to the local Quinn issue, it's been quite a big issue locally, and politicians are saying, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and guarantee jobs. And but I do some work out in Quinn Insurance, and the workers aren't buying it. It's the same story from all of them.
Right. So less than impressed, you'd say?
Yeah, exactly. It's very
bad. Of the issues that are about there, what do you think are the most important to you and your cohort?
Health and employment, I think, are two of the big ones. There's a massive sense of inequality amongst people.
And what do you think's driving that sense of inequality?
Well, it's basically been, it's been government policy. It's what people are seeing on the news and what the government have been doing. And it's wealthy people and wealthy bankers, and they're getting their bailout. But the people at the lower end of the ladder, they're just not seeing... They're just not seeing that they're paying up for it.
Yeah, and we've heard this morning, businesses getting crunched, finding it difficult, small businesses particularly, finding it difficult to get money out of the banks.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. I've heard some of that now from my own employer. There's been a couple of particular government policies and initiatives of late that people have issue with. Of course, the universal social charge being one, and it's just one of many of a long line of things that people feel hard done by, that their money that they're paying in taxes, and it's going to bail out already wealthy people.
And just to finish off, I mean, there's a fascinating electoral race going on here. Some people are saying Fine Gael are possibly on for going from 1 to 3 seats. Others saying Catherine Riley has a very good chance, young Sinn Féin candidate, particularly down the Cavan end, that she has a chance here. Any sense yourself of how that's going to go on Saturday?
Yeah, I can see Catherine Riley taking a second seat for Sinn Féin. Fine Gael, 2. They might get 3, they might pick up maybe Brendan Smith. I don't know if he gets a seat, he might get the 5th one, it might be a hard one for him. There's a hardcore local vote for Brendan here that just might bring him in, but I can't see it. But as regards any other candidate, I can't really see them having a shot.
That's great, thanks, Andy.